Just that as mind, we are not sufficient. Even though we have got this eye, we cannot see. We require light. For a moment, there is no electric light. It immediately becomes black. That is our position. We are very much proud of our eyes. We see, we say, can you show me God? There are so many questions. But what is your eye? Your eyes, if there is no light, electricity, you cannot see. And you want to see God with these eyes, with imperfect eyes. But they say, can you show me God? The answer is, can you see God? Yeah, you have to make the eyes. Not tradition. Our eyes, our senses are so imperfect. It is not possible to understand Krishna. Ada Krishna Namadi. Namami Jayam Indriya. So you have to rectify your 14 senses, eyes, and everything. Then you can understand Krishna. That is stated here. Kalam Nastu Visham. In these days, follow, this is called Kali, age of Kali, five. What means, disagreement and fight. Follow. Follow Nastu Visham, Esa, Purana Atma Udhuna Udhita. This Purana is, Bhagavat Purana, is just like sunshine or sun, Udhuna Udhita. So we should take advantage of this sunshine. Krishna's, what is called, Shabda incarnation. This Srimad Bhagavatam, Krishna has many incarnations. That's why here, he wants to be deity. This is called Archak Avatar. Similarly, this Srimad Bhagavatam is sound avatar. Krishna cannot appear as avatar. In anything, because this sound means from a sky, and this avatar is from stone. Krishna claims, Bhumi, Rapa, Anala, Vayu, Tham, Buddhi, Tham means Akha. From the Akha, from the sky, there is Shabda, sound by me. That is the symptom, that existence of Akha. And this Akramuti, that is also made of stone. But Krishna's stone is nothing but energy of Krishna. The sound is energy of Krishna. So, as the sunshine is energy of the sun, when there is sunshine, the energy of sun, you can understand, the sun is there. Similarly, from anything, if you have got realization, you can understand Krishna. Energy. So this is, this Srimad Bhagavatam is sound vibration, incarnation of Krishna. Odhuna puna puranato dhuna udhita. So, if we study Srimad Bhagavatam regularly, just according to the direction of the Acharya, then we can become God conscious, Krishna conscious very easily. Nityanga Bhagavata Sevaya. Not officially, but Nityanga, daily, regular, we should hear Srimad Bhagavatam from the authorized source. Then our life is successful. Nasta praya avadreshu Nityanga Bhagavata Sevaya. Bhagavati Uttama Sloke. Vaktim bhavati naishthiki. These things I will be explained regularly. Now, it is established that after departure of Krishna, knowledge and karma is described in the Srimad Bhagavatam or Bhagavad Gita. Bhagavad Gita personally speaks about him and Srimad Bhagavatam. The great king, Mahamuni, Vyasa, is speaking about Krishna. So when this question was raised in Nainisharan by the great headed and saintly persons,
the Sudha Goswami was speaking, he replied that
Munayo Sadhu Krishna. This was the answer. When the answer was said, the after departure of Krishna, where we can find Dharma Jnana? That is the inquiry of the Bandar. Athata Brahma Jnana. This is Jnana and Dharma. So without Jnana and Dharma, knowledge and religion, that is not human society. Everyone should be inquisitive. Athata Brahma Jnana. That is Brahma Jnana, Jnana means inquiry. Everyone should be interested to inquire about Dharma and Jnana. That is human life. Suppose his mom, the Vishwambe, the father of Maharaj Bharat, under whose name this land is called Bharatvarsha. Bharat, see his father is of the instructor to run on the sun, the mind of God. This land, Narayana Deha Devu Padana Vinu, this body, in the human society, is not meant for working so hard like the dogs and hogs for centuries. This is not meant for. Don't waste your time in that. Simply for sales that we can have to work so much hard. That is done by the dogs and hogs. Suppose we come. This life is meant for understanding God, suppose his mouth, for this one must undergo all kinds of austerity and penance. Austerity and penance means sacrificing our indulgence in sense that little sacrifice is required. For many great sages, they went to the forest and Himalaya to meditate. Just like Dhruva Maharaj, when 5 years old was, in order to find out God, he went to the forest and meditated. Of course, he was successful. But at the present moment, it is not possible to accept such kind of opportunity. Therefore, the task of this very short opportunity, Jnana Hare Krishna. Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Yo Kevalam. Little austerity, we are asking our students to chant this Hare Krishna. 16 rounds at this much austerity. But Kali Yuga is so strong that even this 16 rounds is also very difficult. So we are so much fallen. And it says, although we are fallen, if we chant this mantra Hare Krishna, as recommended by the Shastra, Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Yo Kevalam, just like a small child, he tries to walk, sometimes falls down. Again, he tries to stand up, but he must try to come to the perfection and form. By chanting this Hare Krishna mantra. So, the Sudha Goswami is replying, after hearing the poster, Munaya, this is plural number, all is heavy. Sadhu to Suham. Your poster is very, very nice. Sadhu. Sadhu to Suham. Munaya sadhu pushko ham bhavad hi loka mangalam. Your question about Krishna, that after departure of Krishna, where is now jnana and dharma, dharma jnana? Now see, simply because it is related with Krishna, Sudha Goswami becomes so engrossed that your question is very, very nice.
sadhu krishna.
Why it is nice?
Because loka mangalam.
This Krishna discussion is so nice that as soon as we begin it and so long we discuss about Krishna, it is loka mangalam. The whole period is auspicious.
At that time, Jamaraj cannot touch it.
The death, the time, the influence of time cannot touch it.
If we walk in Krishna consciousness, then the influence of time cannot touch it.
How influence of time has touched us?
We are eternal, as we are being.
Under the clashes of birth and death, this is the influence of time.
Not that time is changing, but the influence of time is changing.
I am getting this body, another body, another body.
This is the influence of time.
So, if you are constantly in Krishna consciousness, 24 hours, this influence of time cannot touch.
This is the secret.
So, we recommend therefore our Krishna consciousness movement that in whichever position it may be, it doesn't matter. Please try to chant this holy name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Thank you.